Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You get a do-over. You can do it. Everyone can get a do-over. And that's what this program's all about, teaching you how to get your do-over. I should make a confession. There is a book coming out. This is Your Do-Over, How to Get Your Second Chance to the Life You Want to Live. And it comes out February 24th. You can pre-order it on Amazon. Go ahead and do it. Make my day. In number one of the stories that Gary Ginsberg had that we didn't get time for is about e-cigarettes and carcinogens. E-cigarettes, in a Japanese scientist study, said that they can cause, in this one brand consistently had, 8 to 10 times the level of cancer-causing agents as regular tobacco. Incredible, right? It's supposed to be healthier. They put it out into the air and into the lung of the smoker. It's the latest blow to an invention once heralded as less harmful than smoking. The electronic devices, increasingly popular around the world, particular among teenagers in the United States. Fastest growing group, 13 to 15-year-olds. Ugh, horrible. It's the tobacco industry's way of trying to hook youngsters on nicotine. It's really horrible. It's a disgusting thing. It functions by heating flavored liquor, often contains nicotine, into a vapor that is inhaled, much like traditional cigarettes, but without as much smoke. Still puts out stuff into the air, even though it doesn't look like smoke. That's right. It's really disgusting. Anyway, this is researchers commissioned by the Japanese Health Ministry found carcinogens such as formaldehyde, acetaldehyde, in vapor produced by several types of e-cigarettes liquid and at much higher levels, if you will. Formaldehyde, the substance found in building materials and embalming fluid, was present at much higher levels than regular cigarettes. In one brand of e-cigarettes, the team found more than 8 to 10 times the level of carcinogens contained in one regular cigarette in one, if you will, smoking, if you will, in the vapor that you would receive. Especially when the wire, which vaporizes the liquid, gets overheated. And that's common in the less expensive ones that our teenagers buy, less expensive e-cigarette devices. It's really disgusting because the worst, if you will, the highest level is in those most vulnerable, the 13 to 15-year-olds. Disgusting. And these things, I think, you know, are much worse than even cigarettes. And cigarettes are about as bad a thing as we know. But especially when the wire gets overheated, higher amounts of those harmful substances are produced. Supporters of e-cigarettes say the devices are a safer alternative to traditional tobacco, whose bouquet of toxic chemicals and gases causes cancer, heart disease, strokes, impotence, wrinkles, everything else. So Kun Ugata, who is the lead scientist who did this at the National Institute of Public Health in Japan, looked at a machine that inhaled 10 sets of 15 puffs, and that's what they did. So this was actually in the smoker, but in addition, they tested the levels in the atmosphere and found the levels in the smoker were much higher, and the levels in the atmosphere were also higher. So you can call them e-cigarettes, but the products are totally different from regular tobacco and much more lethal if you look at what the Japanese Ministry of Health study showed. So this is the UN health body. They should be banned from indoor public spaces, and they should be banned for individuals as well. I think these actually should end up being regulated to a higher degree than even cigarettes are in the United States, because they look like, if you look at this Japanese study, they have longer term serious effects than the U.S. than regular, even regular cigarettes do. Let's turn our tide to chronic fatigue syndrome. And these are two studies of chronic fatigue syndrome, one, again, from Japanese research, another from a study in the United States. They both looked at people with chronic fatigue syndrome and at their brains through, if you will, complex MRI or pictures of the brain studies, functional MRI. The most striking finding is that in people with the disorder, the white matter of the right hemisphere appears to be abnormally shaped, and in the gray matter, they had a inflammatory response, which looked like it was a encephalitis or a serious inflammation in the brain. These are both small studies, meaning they were compared of 15 or 20 people in the test group and 10 controls. So the Institute of Medicine is conducting a separate research program in the United States, but this looks like it's an encephalomyelitis and an inflammatory thing. So this is we have a growing sense, if you will, that this illness should be taken very, very seriously. It is not a benign illness. We don't know what causes it, but there's more attention going to be paid to it. That's always a good thing. Now, the other article that I thought was extremely interesting and unusual was that the that the lunches that kids are eating, and I mentioned this earlier, if you bring a brown bag lunch, and this was a Baylor study of Texas lunches, kindergarten through eighth grade in a Houston school, that the brown bag lunches from home are packed with significantly fewer fruits and vegetables, plus twice as much salt and sugar than school-provided lunches, and the school-provided lunches were horrible, which means we really have to learn how to get healthier nutrients. The other very interesting study is one on can athletes be vegans? So you'd say LeBron James lost about 25 pounds over the summer, and he looked emaciated, but he said he felt great. But his on-the-court performance was relatively lackluster at first. Well, it turns out that the question was asked, can vegans be athletes, be professional athletes? And what they found is the protein is often diminished in the vegan diet. Protein can be found in plants, seeds, or soy, but it's much less absorbable than the normal protein, so you need to eat a ton of beans. Yeah, beans will do it, but you need to eat cupfuls and cupfuls a day. It's just not nuts and beans and soy and tofu. You've got to keep eating it, and you need a multivitamin as well, because the people who go vegan are often short of the B vitamins that are found, especially B12, that's found only in meat. So make sure if you are going vegan, you take half of a multi morning and evening. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on health on RadioMD.com. We'll be right back and talk more about the subjects that are most interesting to you. But for now, remember, if you do go vegan, half of a multi morning and evening plus vitamin D, 2,000 international units a day. We'll be right back.
It's sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Every 39 seconds, an adult dies from a heart attack, stroke, or related disease. These conditions claim the lives of more than 800,000 adults each year and are largely preventable. Two leading risks for heart disease and stroke are high blood pressure and high cholesterol, serious conditions that often have no symptoms. 68 million adults have high blood pressure, and 71 million have high cholesterol. Here's what you can do to reduce your risk. Take your prescription medications to control blood pressure or cholesterol. Eat a healthy diet that's low in salt, fat, and cholesterol, and full of fresh fruits and vegetables. Take a brisk 10-minute walk, 3 times a day, 5 days a week. Don't smoke. If you do, quit now. While you've been listening, one person has died from heart disease or stroke. You don't have to be next. Learn more about how to keep your heart healthy at www.cdc.gov/heartdisease.